This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
If you're looking to spice up your game day grub, reach for the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce flavor favors the bold and also brings to you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How's it going there?
Well, we're doing great, and we were all super pumped about the Wyatt walk-off yesterday. I'm curious, are you a hug guy, or if somebody hits a game-winning home run, are you like, you can go ahead and hug me, that's great?
Well, I'll say when somebody does something like that, yeah, I become a hug guy. You know, starters that throw great games. I'll mix in some. Probably not as much as a lot of them, but, man, that's a big home run. Great comeback. A lot of frustrating things happened earlier for a couple innings there, but, you know, they fought back and set up that situation. And I tell you, Wyatt's got a knack of coming through, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Was it made all the more impressive by the fact that, I know he's not going to say this, and you probably shouldn't say it either, but it really felt like there was a couple of questionable, there's a questionable strike call along the way. It feels even more impressive that he can power through those tough calls that he's experienced all year.
Right. I agree. He did have some tough calls, and we talked about that in the post game last night. The guy just is having a year where, you know, he's getting a lot of tough calls to go against him. And for a young kid, he's just handled it so well. There's been a little frustration at times because you're doing your job up there and you take a two-strike pitch that's off the plate and you get rung up on it. Yeah, that's not a lot of fun. He doesn't let it affect his next at bat. But last night, I know there was frustration, not just with him. Jonas at bat, he was really frustrated. And that was a big at bat. He had a chance to not just tie the game, but give us a lead with the base hit. And first two calls, he was frustrated with.
So, Boach, we get to have fun talking, baseball here and have hypotheticals, and we all agreed that with the game on the line, number one, we would want Corey Seager up on the Texas Rangers. But we came to the conclusion today, number two, we want Wyatt Lankford up, and we're like, that is just so surprising we're answering it that way for a kid who was in college last year. He's a rookie, but he seems to handle the moment, whether you fail or succeed, he seems to handle those clutch moments where he doesn't seem overwhelmed by him. Do you feel like he's your second best clutch hitter?
Oh, I'd say he's right up there. I mean, you got to look at Marcus. I know he's going through a little rut right now. Those guys, you're always hoping they come up in a big situation. But when you look at this being his first year, he's right there with I think all of them, because he's able to control the moment, the adrenaline that's probably going through you. Fans are, they're into it, they're yelling, and it's all about slowing down the game, and it's not that easy. Sometimes that just takes time, but he's such a I get back to using this word, and I know it gets overused. He's such a great competitor and wants to win. Whether a game goes well for him or not, you can see after a game when we win, he's excited. And if you play for that reason, usually good things happen. You want to be up in a big moment, and with that mentality, I think you're seeing good swings come off.
Talk with Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. I realize as the season goes along, it's going to be tough to stay, 100% healthy. Might not be such a thing at this point in the season. But would Corey Seager say he's feeling healthy right now? Are there anything that you feel like might be kind of hindering him?
Yeah, no. There's no doubt there's something hindering him. And you'll hear soon we're going to talk about it today. That's why he's getting some time off. And, without talking to Corey and see why. Yeah, that's as much as I can give you. But yeah, it's no doubt. It is obvious he's not 100%.
I realize this could be a waste of time, but I got to give it a shot. It's my job. Will he end up on the injured list?
Oh, yeah, very, very good possibility, to be honest. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when you're in a situation, you don't want to risk, you know, having a bigger setback or, you know, another injury. Same with John Gray. I'll put him in that bogey. Now, if we were right in the thick of things, you know, probably John might be able to push through it, but, you know, this thing was really bothering him. And the concern you have to have when you have an injury, and I'll get back to Gray, even though we're talking about Corey right now, is with that foot. You know, if he alters his delivery, ends up hurting his arm, I think we go back to the Dizzy Dean story. And so, you know, this is the best thing you can do for these players is look after them, take care of them.
Now, Boach, I was talking about to Mike earlier, and I said, did you see Jack Leiter in the dugout whenever that grand slam was hit to walk off? And Mike goes, yeah, and that's the first time he's ever watched a game, a professional game, from the dugout as a player, because he hasn't been, you know, around for that. He's got come up and gone back down immediately. I was just kind of curious from your perspective, what can you gain by being a pitcher in that dugout in between games whenever you, like for a Jack Leiter, what can he gain by being around the club, being around those other pitchers and just kind of talking the game?
Oh, I think it's really, really beneficial for these kids to be around these veterans, watch a game, to see a game like last night. You know, Jack, yeah, he was put in a tough spot, come up, these spot starts and returning. But, you know, it just allows you to get in the flow, not just the game, but, you know, being around your teammates, getting more comfortable, you know, watching the hitters. You know, if you don't have the first game of the series, you know, you get to watch, you know, how your guys are attacking them or any adjustments you need to make. Yeah, you just feel like you belong more, and that's you know, it's a lot easier coming in for a game, and it's kind of like a gunslinger. You come in for a game, you go back. So now this helped him out, I think.
Boach, I want to go back to Wyatt Langford. I know he's playing a little bit of center field. Do you think by the end of this season you will have a better idea if he is a center fielder or left fielder of the future?
Yeah, I think he could play center field right now. You know, we'll see what happens this offseason, as always. You never know. You know, Leo is one of the best center fielders in the game. You know, Carter, he's going to be healthy next year. So, if I looked at the crystal ball, you know, I would say more left field is the plan. But without question, this guy can play center field. I mean, he's a gifted athlete. He can run. He's got great game awareness. I think center field, I think he thinks it's easier, too. Yeah, you just have that freedom to move around. You don't have to worry about the walls, you know, on the line. And so I think he's comfortable out there, and he, you know, doesn't even think about, you know, the move when I put him in center field, even the first game. And he just played a few games there at Florida, but I could tell he's comfortable out there.
You know, it's interesting. I'm listening to some of these answers, you know, and you were talking about some of the issues that Corey Seager's facing, and then it pivoted to John Gray, and you were just talking about Evan Carter, who I know we're optimistic about next year, but is hurt right now. Do you ever look at this, like, slate of injuries? And I know it's your job to figure it out, but do you ever look at it and you're like, what are we supposed to do today? Or what are we supposed to do this week? Because it feels like injury after injury.
Yeah, it's easy to do that. The woe is me, I guess. But, you know, there's no point in it. A lot of teams have injuries, big injuries. Now, if I didn't say this a couple of times, the baseball gods are punishing us for having an incredible year last year. Because, between the numbers being down with our guys, injuries and everything, it's like, okay, you're getting us for for all the good things that happened the year before, but that's in jest and fun. And you know what? You always try to look at the silver lining. It does force you to play other guys and all that. So, you know, just give you a better idea of what you have as you go into the winter.
Boach, do y'all practice hurdling pitchers when running to first base, or is that just something Josh Smith just did instinctually?
Yeah. You know, I saw that on replay. Because he kind of slowed down. I don't know if he was assuming that he was going to catch a ball and tag first, or he's like a pole vaulter. He's getting his timing down to, the ball over him. And it was kind of a different play. I thought the pitcher even had a shot to throw his glove up and tag him, but he didn't.
So, Boach, being a former catcher, I watch Carson Kelly behind the dish, and he kind of has this, I don't know, energy, spark, grit. I don't know the exact word I'm trying to use, but I feel like he's really emotionally there with the pitcher and working his tail off to make sure that pitcher knows, hey, I like that pitch, or, kind of with the body language. How important is that from your perspective, being a former catcher, that catcher kind of looks like he kind of has that energy and desire behind the plate?
Yeah, I mean, Carson's been around. He's, I think he's done a great job here. And he's gotten better. You know, going back to when he was a backup for the Cardinals and Arizona got him, he was trying to find his way there. But I think with experience and everything, he's made himself into a really good catcher, thrower, which he was. But I think the experience has really helped that, drawn that out of him. And he's a man. I don't know if you've had a chance to talk to him, but he's all in on calling the game and everything, and that's important for the pitcher, without question. That's what you want to see, and he's done a good job with that, I think.
I know we have the PitchCom now, and Greg Maddux, they just did a documentary on him.
Fantastic.
And I think everybody knew this, not at the time, but if he caught the ball away from his body, he was telling the catcher, I want a fastball away. If he caught the ball and caught it into his body, he was saying, I want fastball in. If he kind of scratched his cheek with his glove, he wanted a cutter. Was there anybody that you caught that when you threw the ball back to the pitcher catching it, the way he caught the ball or something he did let you know what the next pitch was supposed to be?
Back when I came up, we had a lot of pitchers that, through adding and subtracting, that's kind of along the line what you're talking about. Yeah, they would do that. Not so much where they caught the ball, but, if I put down a sign, we had a sequence of signs, and instead of going back through them, if they went up above the belt, they would add, or below the belt, it would subtract the number from where you're from, or, if they went across, then it'd be just the opposite. You had to keep up with it. And that was pretty popular, with that Houston staff back when I came up in the late 70s, early 80s.
Talking with Bruce Bochy right here on 105 Through the Fan. I know you'd said, I believe it was 2 days ago, that the plan for DeGrom was to pitch again on Saturday. And if that goes well, hopefully he'll be ready to join the big club. Is that still on track? Is that still the hope?
Yeah, still on track. Now, we're not going to deviate from our plan. We're going to give him his fourth outing. I think that's the right thing to do, right thing for him, for us. All set there. Scherzer will throw the same day. He'll go to Las Vegas and get his work in. So we'll have those two knock on the door after this next outing on Saturday.
And then the last question I have for you, we have Chris Young on our station every week as well, and he talked about self-reflecting this season, about what could have been done differently, what he could have done differently to have a more successful season. Do you self-reflect at all during the season, or is that not really possible because you're like, well, we got another game tomorrow and the next day, and you're more focused on that?
Oh, no, of course we do. Yeah, that's how you get better. There'll be moments during a game. Yesterday, for example, that can't happen to, have a double steal, end up being a balk, but they had the base. It's happened before with Hosey. I'm talking about Leclerc. But just little things during the game. We just talked about it, the last 2 days about things we want to do different, to get better. Because really, if I'm honest, if you look at all facets of the game that we do, quite hasn't been as sharp as we were last year. So, that's where it stops with me. And as a staff, this is what we're talking about. Next spring training, what we can do different on the fundamentals, holding runners, bunting, things like that. All these hit and run and more. I think everybody should self-reflect and see how you can get better. I've said this, you never arrive in this game with player, coach, or manager. I mean, you're always doing what you can to get better.
Excellent stuff, as always. We appreciate it very much. We'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, guys. Always good talking with you. See you.
There you go. Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. And, the Rangers know that big wins come from big plays. And that's why the original Louisiana brand hot sauce is the official hot sauce of the Rangers. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce flavor favors the bold. A couple of things there, Mike. I know we got Mike likes it. But the first thing, obviously, with Corey Seager.
Right, yeah.
And it's just a bummer. And just
led you to the water there.
Yeah. That I was thinking about it when he answered it. The fact that he had to pivot in the same question to talking about a different injured player. I know there's a lot that goes into a season, but that feels like an underlying part of this season.
Yeah, and I think he let us know probably at 4:00 when he's in the dugout talking to the media, or if Chris Young decides to talk to the media today, that we'll know more about Corey Seager, but it wasn't his intention or what he wanted to do at 12:30 today on the radio is to talk about Corey Seager's injury and then what they're going to plan to do in September at shortstop and then with Corey Seager.